It's in her book, Becoming Wise, that Krista Tippett writes, "We are matter, kindred with ocean and tree and sky. We are flesh and bone. To sink into that is a relief, a homecoming. Mind and spirit are as physical as they are mental. The line we had drawn between them was whimsy, born of the limits of our understanding. Emotions and memories from despair to gladness, roots in our bodies. Bone deep love, heart break. The hardened heart of Pharaoh. We've used language like this forever, and now we grasp its sense. Our brains lay physical pathways and take bodily direction. Our bodies are longing and joy and fear and a lifelong desire to be safe and loved incarnate. For most of history, religion was a full body experience, a primary space in common life where we danced and sang and laughed and cried and ritualized the passages of our lives. We kneeled and folded hands and broke bread. Today, we've got recorded sermons and Facebook Live. But without that, before that, we gathered with one another and made memories and embodied memory. We showed our grief by ripping our clothes and soaked ourselves in the cleansing waters that ran through the earth. Religion once was the physical expression of the heart's work. Today, we tease that the Protestant world is filled with the frozen chosen." That's supposed to be funny. But there is something to the fact that you find that sad. There's actually something really relieving that you find that sad, because while of course that's not entirely true, we do love our walking meditations and our full body laughter that breaks something open. I have seen many of you in this congregation, in this sanctuary, break into dance in these aisles numerous times. Still, it can be difficult to enter the body, to ritualize through the body, to give thanks for and healthy attention to the spiritual practice of entering the body. So today we spend this hour together in intentional meditations that allows us to feel the flesh of the world, our flesh in the world. Most of these are the same words that many of you heard last year at this time, and likely similar words that you will hear next year at this time. We hope that it is like a worn jacket, like a child's blanket, like a familiar yoga practice or a song that lives in your bones that you learned as a child. And today we take this time to revisit and remember these meditations in an effort to balance the world that is too often filled with information overload and too many words. Our hearts, we know, swing from celebration to sorrow, from new births and new unions and new possibilities all around to another school shooting and terrorism that has refused that name and another nor'easter and snow right at the end of March. And while beautiful that so many marched yesterday, another reason to march. Sometimes we must stop and just breathe and connect to the physical expression of the heart's work. You might know the name Matthew Sanford. He's a yoga instructor who was paralyzed from the waist down for more than 30 years. It's he who says, in a piece of wood, it's not just the grains of wood, it's the empty space and spaces between the grains of wood that makes it strong. It is both. And so the world gets lighter and easier when you include more of yourself in the spaces that you forget exist. So as we move through this time today, I invite you to not only breathe into or bring attention to the obvious spaces that might need a little love and breath today, but also the spaces we think are absent because they are part of our strength and part of our fiber. So are you ready to just settle in for the next 20 minutes? I hope so. I invite you to begin by simply bringing attention to your body. Choose a position that feels comfortable, and of course you can change that throughout our time together. Notice it as you are seated. Notice touch and pressure where it makes contact with the seat or the floor. And then take a few deep breaths. As you take that deep breath, be mindful that you are taking in oxygen. You are livening the body. And as you exhale, feel your body deepening, relaxing. Bring attention to your feet on the floor. And notice the sensation of how they touch the floor. The weight and the pressure. You can notice your legs against the chair. There may be pressure or heaviness. Notice your back against the chair. Bring attention to your stomach. And if it's tense or tight, just let it soften. Are your hands tight? Are they clenched? See if you can allow them to soften. Notice your arms. Let your shoulders be soft. Bring attention to your neck and throat. Relax your jaw. Let your face and facial muscles be soft. And then take one more breath. And become aware of your whole body as best you can. This is a Thich Nhat Hanh meditation, and you are invited to recite each line in silence to yourself as you breathe. Inhaling, I breathe in this moment. Exhaling, I breathe out everything that is not of the moment. Inhaling, I am here in my body, in the present. Exhaling, I let go of anything that is not of this moment. Inhaling, I breathe in spaciousness. Exhaling, I breathe out rigidity. Inhaling, I breathe in possibility. Exhaling, I breathe out expectation. Inhaling, I breathe in the unknown. Exhaling, I breathe out limitations. I breathe out what I think I know. We tend to focus on our bodies only when we think things feel off, when we think it has betrayed us, when toxins and cancers and worries have moved into the sacred spaces of our physical lives. We tend to focus on our body when it doesn't look right or fit right or move as it had. The theologian Barbara Brown Taylor writes, "I think it is important to pray naked in front of a full-length mirror sometimes, and especially when we are full of loathing for our bodies. You have gotten glimpses of your body as you have bathed or changed clothes, but so far, maintaining your equilibrium, your balance, has depended upon staying covered up as much as you can. This can only go on so long, especially for someone who officially believes that flesh and blood is sacred, no matter what kind of shape it is in. Whether you are sick or well, lovely or irregular, there comes a time when it is vitally important for your spiritual health to drop your clothes, to look in the mirror and say, 'Here I am. This is the body like no other that my life has shaped. I live here. This is my soul's address.'" We move now into our second meditation, and this is a blessing for your body. So as you are willing, I invite you to place your hand on your forehead, and I invite you to say to yourself, or simply hear these words of blessing, "To my mind, I say thank you. You have helped me hold memory, dream bigger, and correct the sometimes confusing and confused voices in my head." And now I invite you to finish this line to yourself. "I especially thank it for the time." Touching your eyes, I invite you to say to yourself or simply hear the words of blessing. "To my eyes, I say thank you. They have helped me perceive life more widely and anew. I especially thank them for." Touching your ears. "To my ears, I say thank you. They have helped me take in beauty, new ideas, and the wisdom and pain of others. I especially thank them for." Touching your throat. "To my throat and voice, I say thank you. You have enabled me to speak into existence the me that is truly me. You have helped me bravely speak out, offer soft words of comfort to others, and sing myself back to joy. I especially thank it for." Touching your heart. "To my heart, I say thank you. It has been broken, allowed itself to mend, and was brave enough to trust again. I especially thank it for the time. Touching your hands. To my hands, I say thank you. They have allowed me the gift of good work. They have held others and allowed me to hold tight to those I needed most. They have also been brave enough to let go. I especially thank them for. And last, touching or thinking of your feet. To my feet, I say thank you. They have led me or been with me on adventures. They have allowed me to dance and feel every ounce of joy. They have made me move forward when my heart wanted to move in fear. I especially thank them for. This morning, we have not spun whirling dervishes, though I hope our hearts may feel just a bit more centered in the spinning in this life. But our bodies have been, as they always are, a prayer, a movement in the world that influences and is influencing, this thing that communicates grief and pushes us into the world with joy. It is a temple of stillness, a thing aching and always moving toward life. Again, Barbara Brown Taylor says, no spiritual treasure is to be found apart from the bodily experiences of human life on earth. My life depends on ignoring all touted distinctions between the secular and the sacred, the physical and the spiritual, the body and the soul. Whoever you are human. Wherever you live in the world, which is just waiting for you to notice the holiness in it. Earth is so thick with divine possibility that it is a wonder we can walk anywhere without cracking our shins on altars. One last meditation. And this one, I invite you to fall full force into the altars that the world provides. Call forth that which you would lay sacred onto an altar. If you're comfortable, I invite you to rise. If you'd rather, you may do so in spirit and remain in your seat. I'm going to model this one for you a couple of times, and I invite you to join in as you feel ready. And then I invite you to move at your own pace, whatever your breath and your thoughts move you to do. So first, with your arms held out waist high and palms up, we are going to say together, I receive, I receive. And then arms crossed over the heart, I hold close, I hold close. And then we are sweeping them up and outstretched. I let go. And then hands come together over the heart. I give thanks. So these are the words and the motions again. I receive, I hold close, I let go. I give thanks. Now, what's going to make this a little bit harder inside is that as we do this, I want you to call to mind a place, a person, or a time in which you will give this meditation to. I receive. I hold close. I let go, I give thanks. I receive. I hold close. I let go. I give thanks. Twice to yourself. You may be seated. I offer these last words to you by Shilaska. Your breath began long ago, before there were lungs and before there were trees. Your breath began in the darkness of gases that hung a long, long sky from your song. Your bones are the bones of your ancestors and before them, calcium in the seas. Your bones have been shaped in the darkness of wombs and long before in matter flung far from your fingertips. Your blood began in the flow of seas, dark and rough. Before your tears, there was rain, and before your blood, veins and springs and storms and the primordial deep, way deeper than your pulse. Your curiosity began as lightning across the sky, your very nerves and every thought, every signal, the descendants of explosions and cosmic firings. Your insight and movement, ancient energies that acted long before your smiling. You are the very stuff of stars. You are the dust left behind. You are a solar event. You are the keepers of time. Your sisters hold their place and shine the sky above you. And you, no less, have such light inside you to offer the world. Can't you see that you are a child of the universe? May it be so, and blessed be. Mm-hmm.